From the KRCU Public Radio Newsroom, I'm Clayton Hester. Following the wrap-up of finals week at Southeast and the completion of an academic year that saw a number of limitations as the COVID-19 pandemic forced students off campus, a number of changes came out of the Board of Regents meeting on Friday, May 15th. A news release from the university stated Southeast has instituted a no trespassing policy, which in Missouri state statutes forbids people to enter or remain in buildings, inhabitable structures, or other property. Kathy Mangos, the vice president for finance and administration, says that the university has, quote, layers of safety measures on campus to protect our students, faculty, and staff. Signage about the new policy will be posted around campus. Additionally, fees on campus will be going up. The price increase per credit hour will be $7.75. $2 of this are going towards and repair general fees. On regional campuses, lower division courses will increase $3 per credit hour. That rate will amount to $181 per credit hour. At the same time, room and board rates have increased 1.94% per the decision by the Regents. The room rate increase is going to help fund annual operating expenses. Over the summer, elevators in towers north and west will be updated, along with the tower's east fire alarm system. With the release of new college costs, a new program will be taking off at Southeast. A Bachelor of Science piloting program has been approved by the Regents. From here, the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development will review the program, and it's hoped that it will be ready for fall 2021. The release said that Southeast President Carlos Vargas has been in talks since arriving in Cape Girardeau in 2015 with different individuals about a professional piloting program. Among the people that he spoke to included the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport and the Cape Girardeau Career and Technology Center. To read or to hear this story again, go to krcu.org.